You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
I think you agree that my Washington Nationals visor was the right choice today. 11-0 in the fifth. Wasn't even thinking about the fact that they were playing the Yankees at all. Just sort of a random choice. Did a podcast. Black shirt. I mean, there's a lot. There's thought that goes into it, but it's usually not very good thought. It's just kind of wasted thought. Had a podcast this morning. Went with the green screen. I have a green screen, aren't I fancy? Really don't know exactly how best to use it. Put a picture of a sunset that I took behind it. That was going to be my backdrop. All very glitchy. Anyway, it was mostly like an orange backdrop. Why did I even start here? The Nationals are down 11-0 in the fifth inning to the Yankees, and we may or may not keep you posted on that one. I just heard that Awaken 180 spot that I recorded just now, and I remember doing it. I can tell that that's the one that I did when my mouth was numb because I'm just a little bit slower. Like the Novocaine was, I can hear it. You know, that's sort of like how the sound of your own voice maybe sounds weird to you, but everybody else is like, why would that be weird? But it's always like that way to yourself. Now I've gone into this. Sal coming up at 3:30, Steve Palazzolo today. That'll be cool. I want to talk to Brian Koziol, too, about the Ryder Cup team. That's an interesting one with Keegan Bradley, the captain of the team. I mean, everybody thinks playing well enough to deserve to be on the team, but he's the captain and he doesn't choose himself. And I think that is an interesting conversation. So Jordan Poyer is back. This is obviously something I'll bring up with Sal. It's very much like when Trey White happened. And there have been others of these, right? Micah Hyde, was that even last year, where the Bills dip into their past for security. And it's easy to pick on them for that, right? Like 32 teams, all these options. Why do you have to go back into your own Rolodex? Has the show ever sounded older? Your own Rolodex for depth? I don't know. I think it makes sense. And they're not going to do it if they think Poyer is like useless physically, athletically. They've got to have some faith that he can play, you know, on a what? Maybe like on a replacement level? It would be. And the tiebreaker is that they know him and respect what he knows and what he can impart on younger players. So I guess it's okay. The other side of that coin, though, is Poyer and Trey White. I mean, Trey White was signed, and it was possible that he would start week one, and it still is. He would, for sure, if he weren't hurt, and we don't know exactly where that stands. I'll get into that in a minute. But the other side of the coin is like, well, on one hand, it's sort of logical, right? You've had good players that they know you know them. There's a safety in that, no pun intended, with Poyer. And so, okay. But if it weren't for, I think I want to say if it just weren't for Josh Allen, it would be these kind of things these are the kind of things that sort of make you nervous, right? Like, what kind of shape am I in at corner if I'm going into my past for Trey White? What kind of shape am I really in at safety if I'm doing this? What kind of shape am I in at wide receiver if I'm signing the, I don't know, 5 to 10 guys in the last 2 years the Bills have signed just sort of on the come, like sort of hoping that maybe you find something there, and that really hasn't happened yet, unless I want to include Hollins. I mean, Hollins, I think you'd have to say worked out, but not like that there was much of a ceiling. So Allen, and you know, you don't have to look at it this way, but I think he makes it really hard in a objective way to get nervous for them. You know, he is your pill that you take if you have like a particular form of anxiety and sort of to calm you down. And Allen does that. Like, I want to really kind of investigate these kinds of moves, like Poyer. I mean, Poyer is just the practice squad. So like Micah Hyde was, who knows if it even means anything. But, you know, you've got a veteran leader type, you know, even maybe a quasi coach back in the fold, and that can be good on its own merits. But if not for Allen, I'd want to sort of probe this and be like, well, and you still can. It just, for me, only goes so far. Okay, well, how desperate are the times if I'm making these choices, these signings? But I can't, it goes both ways. Like if the Bills, when the Bills make a big move that everybody would consider positive, you know, the betting lines don't move. And if it were a quarterback, they would. But Joey Bosa or even maybe Von Miller, I don't know for sure that there was no change to what their expectation or what the outside expectations were in terms of the, you know, the betting markets. But I doubt that there was. I don't think there's anything they can do. That's what I kind of came up with yesterday when thinking about the cuts and the roster. Like, nothing here is probably going to mean a lot, if anything. So, I mean, it's a little bit depressing. But if not for Allen, you might really wonder what this is going to look like. Bishop, Trey White, Hairston hurt, maybe White is even hurt. What Brandon Bean said today leaves that up in the air, as far as we know out here, I would say. You know, Sal will have his own interpretation of the press conference, but rehabbing. So he's not fine. It wasn't something that was, you know, he didn't say like it was a scare or anything like that. He's not fine. And we're at the point on the calendar now where injuries can be secrets. Like a month ago, the Bills would have had, you know, if it's a possible like a 2-week injury or something like that, they might just tell you that. They could be more, you know, open about it. But now we're close enough to the opener, what, 11 days? To the Bills opener, 8 to the season opener in the league, Dallas, Philadelphia, cannot wait, that they have reason to play it coy. And maybe that's what they're doing. I think you could have listened to Bean today and thought, you know, that was sort of a good report on White. I really didn't think that exactly because, you know, rehabbing and he's trying, you know, these kinds of things. What really matters the most probably is that he wasn't put on IR. Right, so we know that he doesn't have to miss 4 games, so that's good, I guess. Sal coming up at 3:30. If you want to get in on something on your mind, Bills wise, I'm here for it. We've obviously been in a lot of places over the long off season, but whether it's like this point for me is interesting on how, like when I say I can only go so far, really scrutinizing these kinds of decisions. cut decisions or additions like Poyer today, I just don't, I don't think I can really build an argument that it's going to be that important to what happens. I know that that's kind of sacrilege in football because everything is described as important, but it's got to be relative. So I can't bring, I don't want to either bring myself to a point where I feel like what is happening there is going to really hurt them. But you know, it could. And if it does, then what? Like if they cannot be trusted, if the Bills' secondary as the season gets going cannot be trusted and Baltimore carves them up, then you go into week two and that's the Jets. And if the Jets, who are not expected to be good offensively, kind of are, we will be asking those questions. Will the Bills lose these games? I mean, they go Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots at home, Atlanta, Carolina after the Ravens. If Cole Bishop is mid and Trey White is even, you know, back healthy but not at his all-pro form, which I think is to be expected, what's my record, you know? I guess you can say, and this is right, that the point of this regular season is about finishing first in the conference. That is what the Bills have yet to accomplish. That is what might be the thing that gets them to the Super Bowl. One fewer game in the playoffs, home field. That, of course, is the easiest path. Kansas City got away with a very challenging season by getting to that one anyway. All those close wins, I mean, it drove us crazy. But that afforded them the bye, and then the Texans. And then, you know, they had to win the one game over the Bills, which they again did. So huge, huge advantage. Fantasy football, so it's coming up on Labor Day weekend. You might have drafts in and around tonight. This weekend I've got, you know, shocking, I've got one tonight. And it's a way of, fantasy is a way to frame, you don't need fantasy for this, but it's a way to frame the big question again this year about the Bills' offense, which is who, after Allen, of course, excluding Allen, like who is the man if there's going to be one on their offense? And I thought I would share some of my observations and some of the data I've got on how fantasy players are answering that question about the Bills' offense. I went on with Pete Overzet this morning on his best ball stream, and I'm always, when I do that, identified as like being tight with the Bills. Like I'm not as tight as they might, as Pete might think, but just sort of, that's the team we talk about every day. So people in the chat are like, what's going to happen? And I had this last year too, and I made fun of myself for it because every time I would go on a fantasy stream, they would ask me this, and I was just absolutely punching blind. You know, I mean, the obvious, you have Coleman as a rookie, you have Kincaid in year two, you have Shakir, who's pretty good, but how high is the ceiling? I don't know, Mac Hollins, we had Chase Claypool last year, we had MVS last year, and as I'm filling that out, I mean, the hosts are like, cut his mic. This is ridiculous. How is Marquez Valdez-Scantling going to be the ticket from the Bills receiving core to a fantasy championship? And of course, he was not. I mean, he might have had two catches or something, and he was released. Obviously, we know that wasn't the case, but nobody really was. There turned out to be no right answer. Shakir was fine. Shakir was a wide receiver three or four, even on a good fantasy team that may or may not have even started for you. He wasn't somebody that you like a guy like that in fantasy. You like a guy that gives you sort of the higher floor. He was safe. But you don't really get touchdowns. You didn't. Maybe that changes. You didn't really get touchdowns or like really big weeks from Khalil Shakir. I mean, what's the most logical, predictable outcome for him this year, assuming he's healthy, which I kind of am by week one, is the same kind of year where, I mean, does he explode for I just don't see much higher upside. He can't. Touchdowns are random. I mean, he could end up breaking a couple more tackles or being a target on a play from like the 12-yard line or something, and then you see that number. What did he even have? Maybe four Was it even four? Like, see a number like that double, that can happen without any real change in philosophy. So that if that happens, that's good for you if you have him in fantasy. But his draft position is 83.6 on Underdog. So that is the end of the seventh round. Now, in home leagues, if you're drafting with your friends, that probably will be higher, as in earlier. You know, especially if it's Bills fans. Shakir, we like him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Interesting that Keon Coleman, again, using all these are Underdog best ball rankings from a long offseason of drafts. Everything is, you know, up to date. Coleman is pick 88, which is only four picks, 4.4, technically, picks later than Shakir. Shakir is wide receiver 45 in the league in drafts, and Coleman is wide receiver 47. And I think they give you, this is a little, I'll be a little bit fantasy technical here, just quickly. I think they give you an opposite profile for this. If you're looking for stats, and Shakir gives you that safer, like I just described, that safer, you know, what's a regular game for Shakir? Like 5 for 70 or something like that? You know, that kind of a 12 PPR points a week. Whereas Coleman will have, you know, maybe a little bit stereotypical here, but Coleman should have bigger games and he should have smaller ones. I wonder just how bent they're going to be on getting Coleman to a place where, like, everybody is, nobody wants to question the pick anymore. They should want that for their offense anyway, but, you know, selfishly, the Bills would want that for themselves. I mean, especially the GM, for whatever part he has in how this plays out. He would want that for himself and with Kincaid. So Coleman is the guy that gives you, I think, the bigger, the spike weeks, you know, whereas Shakir probably doesn't. But they go at around the same time in drafts. Josh Allen is pick 28. So that's pick 4 in the third round. And that's fine. That's really, Lamar Jackson is right next to him. Jaden Daniels is close too. That's really a question of how you want to build your team. But you wouldn't want to pick Allen any earlier than the mid second round because that's a little nuts. Early third though, it's fine. Cook is the most interesting one to talk about, and we've done a lot of that with our many guests over the course of the summer. 39.8 for Cook, which is early fourth. And that is kind of the fantasy community sort of yawning at the season he just had. Yeah, lucky. Because, I mean, come on. 16 rushing touchdowns for a guy that doesn't even play half the snaps. You'd want to know that he's going to play a lot more. And that's what we don't know yet. And I'm not really expecting that. I don't think the contract dictates that. I wouldn't assume anything when it comes to that. But if you got pretty close even, if you got 1,000 yards again from Cook and half the touchdowns, you know, assuming a full season played, early fourth round in fantasy is fine. I mean, that's not going to hurt you. You might even take that. You want to get a little bit more than you get out of Cook as a receiver than what's been happening. And I don't know what to expect there. Like, he hasn't been that great at it. And the offense was so successful anyway last year. I just kind of lean toward they're not going to be anything significantly different, like philosophically. Cook had 32 catches in 16 games for 258 yards. So, I mean, 2 for 16 is the average per week. Shakir would be 5 for 54, by the way. I was guessing at him, was a little generous when it came to Shakir. So Cook early fourth. We did Shakir. We did Coleman. Then you have three more Bills guys I'll include here that go almost exactly at the same time in drafts, but three different positions. Kincaid, Palmer, and Ray Davis. And that's just, you know, what do you need? Kincaid is pick 131. So round 13, is that? End of the 10th, a little higher. End of the 10th would be 120. 11th round, late 11th round. And then early 12th for Palmer at 136. And just after Palmer is Davis at 138. Curious to know what the fan attitude is about Ray Davis this year. We spent so much time on Cook because of the contract stuff. And also because he had like a historic season for them, just what will happen next. He got his money and everything seems fine now. Will he play more like I just brought up? That remains to be seen. I'm not assuming he will. But, you know, Davis is somebody who, when he was needed on a team that, because of, you know, as proven by what Cook did, and with Allen and his prowess as a runner, is just almost like as much as good as you can hope for if you are a running back. The line was good and nobody ever got hurt. You know, you had consistently doable, you know, games where the running backs could get off last year. And in the one game that Cook missed, Davis did that. I mean, that was a game against the Jets. He had one big play that might have been on a reception, but still, he was well over 100 total yards in that game. You know, I think, like I said a lot last year about Cook, I think Cook is fine. I think Davis is fine too as a backup. Selfishly, just for curiosity's sake, as a talk show host, as a fantasy player, I was hoping the Bills would draft one of the sexier prospects even on day three at that position. That did not happen. They didn't touch it. And so they go into the season with the same three guys, Cook, Davis, and Ty Johnson. I didn't look up Ty Johnson. But we're just starting, really. You should be able to do that if you want. So just for some perspective on, you know, it's only fantasy football, I'll say it that way. But just like where does the market see our guys? And, you know, Shakir and Coleman are back-end wide receiver fours, going by 12s for 12-team fantasy leagues, you know, guys that would be fourth or fifth receivers on normal teams. And then Kincaid just outside of the top 12 is tight end 13. Palmer at wide receiver 60, last of the wide receiver fives then is Palmer. One of our semi-regular guests, Mike Dempsey, was on maybe a month ago and said that Palmer was his most drafted player, which I thought was wild because I just do not see the volume there. I mean, he's cheaper than Coleman. You want from Palmer, in that case, we kind of want to almost expect from Coleman, like what I was laying out before, which is, you know, the occasional big game, but probably not. I mean, I would say this about Palmer, if not also Coleman, probably not someone you can trust in your lineup every week if you're managing your teams. So there you go. Sal's coming up. Brandon Bean spoke today. The Bills are practicing now. We'll get Sal's thoughts on the practice squad put together, the Poyer return, Trey White, and more. As I mentioned, Steve Palazzolo will be on at 4. That's exciting. Longtime PFF analyst. Checked the mic with Sam Monson. I think Steve is probably somebody that you can ask, that I can ask about Poyer or Cole Bishop for some sort of analysis. It's not a fantasy show, Steve's. Really, it's probably my favorite football podcast that is not a fantasy podcast, is Steve and Sam. So that'll be at 4. Brian Koziol, as I mentioned as well, talk about the Ryder Cup selections a little bit in the 5 o'clock hour. Thanks for joining me. Sal Capaccio next. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.